The special election in Georgia to fill the House seat vacated by Tom Price when he joined the Trump cabinet. The seat will stay Republican, and in the end, it wasn't all that close. Here's Chief Congressional Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
This is not the outcome any of us were hoping for.
For Democrats, it was $32 million down the drain. Newcomer John Ossoff lost to Republican Karen Handel by 4 points.
A special thanks to the President of the United States of America.
The president's special advisor, Kellyanne Conway, issued her thanks to everyone who breathlessly and snarkily proclaimed the race as a referendum on POTUS. You were right. Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan says it shows his party's brand is toxic.
You know, we better take a good, long, strong look in the mirror and realize that the problem is us. It's the party.
We need a genuinely new message, wrote Seth Moulton of Massachusetts, a serious jobs plan that reaches all Americans. The party had hoped to capitalize on President Trump's historically low approval ratings, but Democrats have now lost all 4 special elections to fill seats vacated by Trump appointees. The House Democratic campaign operation tried to console the troops in a memo, insisting the party has enough momentum to flip control of the House in 2018. And party leaders warned against reading too much into last night's results, since Georgia's 6th district hasn't gone blue in 39 years.
We actually came closer than ever.
We still lost, though.
Well, of course. But, you know, in a normal year, we wouldn't even have any shot.
Some Democrats noted today that the party only sank big cash into this risky race because the party's base was so fired up about it. But other Democrats argued that that just shows that the party needs to embrace a more progressive agenda, Anthony, because that's where all the energy is right now.
Nancy Cordes at the Capitol. Thanks, Nancy. The